broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This is a woman who put her stuff on your site.
I've been asked about this a couple times. I think this is a rightly a matter.
It's incredibly dangerous, and it's dangerous to our troops.
I saw a man expose himself.
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're out here at El Pacifico. We're out here on the furthest western edge of this magnificent thing called America. We're out here keeping our eye on the water, you know, keeping our eye. See any gunboats out there?
I don't see no lights moving on the water.
All right, man. Welcome to our show where truth is our bitch and we'll go anywhere to find it through the looking glass and beyond. And visit our website if you want to know what we're talking about at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. When you go to our website, you'll find live streaming video of our show, live streaming audio. You'll find downloads, all kinds of downloads, downloads available at iTunes, downloads available on your iPhone if you want, downloads on your iPod. And you're also going to discover that we have an archive that goes back many years of the greatest radio show, we think, on Earth. That's philhendryshow.com. Now, let's see. Coming up this hour, Wyclef Jean will run for president of Haiti, which that's not really a story we're going to do, bud. So,
I thought I'd promo it.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe we will. Whoopi gets into it with Radar Online and their vice president, which we will talk about. And other news, 877-876-PHIL. Now, and we're not going to do the dog story either, so you can get rid of that one.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Just get rid of that story, okay? I'm not going to read it. Investigators probing Mel Gibson for domestic violence are looking at a secret email he sent ex-lover Oksana Grigorieva to determine if it provides an explanation for the actor's erratic behavior. In the email sent the day after an explosive January 6th confrontation with his one-time lover, the Lethal Weapon star wrote, quote, "The tranquilizers only make me nuts." It was an apparent reference to pharmaceutical drug use. No kidding. That story is from Radar Online. And we also have the guy from Radar Online, the VP, who was on The View, and he was talking with Whoopi Goldberg. And, you know, it's almost, when we say the name Whoopi Goldberg, people, oh, well, Whoopi Goldberg. Some people may think that she doesn't have anything valid to say, but I actually agree with her. However, I don't think Whoopi is all that articulate when she's making the points that she wants to make. I'm sorry, but I just don't. Now, we had this discussion, right, bud? You say that what?
I agree with Whoopi Goldberg's say that what if people want to listen to it up for and everything.
Well, yeah, I do too.
Okay, and I do too. But what I'm saying is the Mel Gibson story is going to be the Mel Gibson story, and people are going to be interested in it, and that's just all there is to that. It's what you do with the Mel Gibson story.
Yeah, but I think Whoopi Goldberg did a good thing.
Yeah, she's trying to say that it's pretty sad that people focus on this story. And I agree with her that it is sad that people focus on this story for some of the reasons that they focus on it for. To watch Mel Gibson die, you know, to watch him implode and die, to watch the horror of Hollywood gone bad, to just listen to him scream and make funny tapes with it and put it on YouTube. All of that stuff is it may be for professionals a good way of constructing some sort of a satire. For the average person who doesn't really know what it is that compels them, other than they just love the gruesomeness of it, I don't see the point. Now, if you hear this guy losing his mind and you decide, wow, that sounds like me, maybe I need to go and get some medicine. If it actually helps some poor slob out there recognize that he sounds kind of like this and maybe he better go and seek a psychiatrist's help before he flips his lid because he don't want to go the way of Mel Gibson, that's also a very valuable thing. But of all of these groups, man, Radar Online has next to no excuse.
Now, see, I don't understand that. Why do you say that?
They just don't, because Radar Online has dug into this. I know that they're a gossip site, you know, and I draw into question gossip sites.
Yeah, but people are going to look at a gossip site and go, I want to see what's going on in Mel Gibson. You're never going to be able to stop people do that.
I understand that, bud, but I'm saying I think that's something we have to ask ourselves as human beings. For Radar on, for us to discuss the relative merits of Mel Gibson's behavior is probably good. And you may say, well, Radar Online put the stuff out there so that we can have this discussion. Bullcrap. Radar Online put the stuff out there because that's what they do. They intrude on people's privacy. They inflict themselves on people who are in desperate straits, in terribly traumatic situations. They expose it. They don't care how, they don't care when, and they don't care who gets hit. They are like TMZ and all these other gossip sites. They have one purpose and one purpose only: dig as deep as you can, get as private as you can, and put it out there into the rays of the sun. And they think they're serving the public interest. And I don't say that, man.
Well, how can you say that, man, and then say that, well, we're having a really good discussion?
Because what happens is when a Radar Online takes this garbage and throws it out there into the sun, we have to stand there and look at it and smell it and deal with it. You understand?
Yeah, but it's good if they put the garbage out there.
No, it isn't good. Garbage is garbage. Where do you put garbage?
Out in the dump.
That's exactly where you put garbage. You don't stand there and stick your nose in it and sniff it and say, yep, that's garbage. Too bad we got garbage. Isn't it terrible we have garbage? What we do is we sit there and go, boy, smell that garbage, man. People ought to take the garbage out sooner. Maybe people should take the garbage out later. Hey, that smells like Mel Gibson's garbage. It's a lot of conversation that we don't need to have.
What about what you said about a guy, if you hear Mel Gibson, and he think he melt down too?
What?
What'd you say, man?
I said, what about if you say a guy heard that, then he's going to have a meltdown too?
Oh, if a guy's going to hear that and he thinks he needs to go to a doctor?
Yeah.
You know, but I said that because I had to find some value, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, now, see, that I don't understand. You don't think that's going to happen?
No, I don't. I don't think it's going to happen at all. I don't think there's any guys out there listening to this dude screaming that are going to say, wow, that sounds like me. I better go to a doctor. It ain't going to happen. I don't have that much faith in the human race. I got faith, not that much. What happens is this. They're going to hear it and go, see, that guy's pissed off like me.
That's being cynical.
No, it's not being cynical. All right. Here is David Perrell, vice president of Radar Online. Congratulations, man. And he talks with the ladies of The View. He's asked where he got the tapes.
I just have to ask you this question.
Comments.
Do you, it's twofold, actually. Do you think that it would have been the firestorm that it turned into had you not put
it
on?
Wait a minute, this isn't it. Wait a second. Gosh darn it. Let's start all over again. David Perrell, vice president of Radar Online, talks with the ladies of The View. He's asked where he got the tapes.
That's the question everybody asks.
Yeah.
And I just can't tell you the real answer other than a lot of hard digging, good reporting, good editors, and took a long time.
Okay, so obviously either Oksana gave them to you or her sister or something like that.
Okay, yeah,
we know Mel didn't give them to you.
That would be interesting.
Okay, second question. Did you pay for them?
No, we did not. We have not paid for them. But I'll tell you, I would pay for them. We would license tapes. We would license photographs.
Yeah.
Have no problem with that. In this case, no money has changed hands.
And it will change hands, though, because they're going to say eventually, okay, you got it, right? I see all this stuff. Now let's have some money. He promised to pay. Don't worry about it. And somebody's going to get some money down the road.
Yeah, but he said he didn't pay nobody yet. What's the point?
Yeah, if you haven't paid them yet.
The deal is, let me have the tapes. We'll air them and see what kind of response we get, and then we'll pay. That's what I think. Whoopi implies that Radar Online only released the audio to further their own website. Well, Whoopi, okay.
I just have to ask you this question.
Comments.
Do you, it's twofold, actually. Do you think that it would have been the firestorm that it turned into had you not put it on? I mean, why did you put it out there if not to make scandal to continue Radar Online's legs?
Because it's a news story. Because it's a celebrity who's involved in a criminal investigation. You've got the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. You've got a woman who says she's a victim of domestic violence.
A criminal investigation.
That would not have ensued had it not been for your tape. He would have gotten away with it. Now then.
Yeah, see, that's important, too.
You know what, bud? I'm not saying that isn't important. I just wonder whether or not the investigation was going on. You know what I'm saying? She'd already reported it to the cops. All right, so there's a criminal investigation. That doesn't have anything to do with this guy screaming his guts loose over all manner of things that have nothing to do with that, like the fact that she's taken his money or he thinks she is, like the fact that his wife's got half of everything, like the fact that he's losing his mind. Actually, it is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I told you.
All right, anyway, here is Perel defending the site to Whoops.
What I'm asking you is, why would you further something? Because you got a lot out of it, too. A lot of hits on Radar Online. So this is really about you all as well. So what's the deal? What are you really doing?
This is reporting the news. That's what we do. We are an entertainment news website. What we do is we go out, we report stories. And that story was deemed newsworthy by every major network, as you know, which has picked it up and also done the reporting on it.
And the conversation gets heated between Whoopi and Perel.
This is a woman who put her stuff on your site.
No, I don't think that's an accurate characterization.
Really? How did it get there?
We dug in.
So you dug it up?
All
He's not
part
saying
of
where
an
he got
official
it.
Investigation.
Right. I understand that, but my question is this. Did you dug up all this evidence, why didn't you guys go to the police? And
say
that?
Yeah. To the police, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the police already
have Yeah,
it.
Baby.
Beforehand, I'm asking, did you go to the police when you found out, supposedly, that she had been punched in the face and the baby had been punched? Did you guys call the police?
We didn't find out until after the police had it, so of course we called the police for comment.
What? Didn't find out till after the police had it? Oh, you called the police for comment?
Yeah, the cops, she already called the cops. Then they got the tape.
I don't know. I agree. I agree with Whoopi. I think that...
I agree with her too, you know, but I mean, after all, a guy got to make a living.
Oh, he sounds like a freaking worm. All right, 877, I realize it's a bad thing to say, but he does. 877-876-PHIL. AOL Radio ranks the 10 most awesomely bad songs, and we think that AOL doesn't know anything more about music than we do, so we are going to read their list of awesomely bad songs, but then we're going to go to our website and read to you our list of Phil's most grating, irritating bands. I think that's far more interesting. And the Ground Zero Mosque wins approval. What do you guys think?
Yay!
Yeah. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
All right, now we have AOL. And the worst music or the most irritating songs or something. What was the name of this, Jace? It was the most... What is it? You got that, bud?
Yeah, it's the AOL and the worst songs that they ever heard, as far as I can tell.
No, it's not the worst song. It's AOL, their most awesomely bad songs. Okay. Cool. So what we'll do is we'll play those for you. Then we have our list of the 20 most grating, irritating... fingers on a chalkboard, just, oh, God, enough already. And what do we mean by grating and irritating? We mean that the hype is no longer matching the delivery of the goods. You know what I mean? And I know that at one time it did, but it don't no more, so.
That's good, English use it, don't no more.
Sorry. Number five, most irritating song according to AOL... Or EOE, it's Johnny Hates Jazz. Yeah, this blows.
Not that bad. I kind of like it.
What's wrong with this?
Because Johnny Hates Jazz is a rotten band from a lot of points of view. I mean, it's not just their music; it's the human beings they are. So much for your promises. They're just rotten human beings. I don't know.
Say, Johnny Hates Jazz, what do they do? Like kill little kittens or something?
They might have. Johnny Hates Jazz sucks because they're just, you know. Number four, England Dan and John Ford Coley. And I'd really like to do something to you tonight, or whatever this was.
It's called I Really Want to See You Tonight.
Right, right.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much.
This is from my era. How about you? This is from the 70s. Can you believe this? This is...
I'm not sure why
I think there's an entire generation of people that should apologize for this kind of music here. And let me just... let me start.
Maybe later on we could...
Yeah, but Beck, when this song was out, you probably thought it was great.
Let's see. Yeah, I probably hummed to it. Yeah, you know, whatever. What can I do? We didn't know any better. There wasn't anything better, man. This was it.
I'm not
All right, number three. Oh, Jesus. Now, this is a really good song, And everybody loves it. And AOL says it's an awesomely bad song. And I think what AOL means is they don't want to admit they like it. That's what they mean by this. Here is the Starland Vocal Band. I saw these cats. The hell is this, man? I don't know.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold
her
tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
I remember these people, they were like four white people from...
Yeah, they sound pretty white.
Oh, they're not white, huh?
No, they're not white. God, man, take a clue.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you're right, they're white.
Oh, yeah, they're white. And I think they're like married, you know, they're two couples. Kind of like they're like the American ABBA. And Thinking of You is Working Up an Appetite. Anyway, okay, so there's the Starland Vocal Band, and here is... Who? The hell is this?
I don't know. It's like a TV theme.
What is this, the theme to Hill Street Blues? What is this?
Look at what's happened to me.
See, this is the most asinine list. This is a theme to America's Greatest Hero or something like that, right?
Yeah, Greatest Superhero.
Greatest American Hero. Hey, bud, I don't care who the... Nobody's ever heard of Joey Scarberry. Give me the name of the song.
Are you telling me you've never heard of him?
No, I've never heard of him, and neither have you. I think that's a cheap shot. Of course the song is lame and stupid. Why don't you guys at AOL do everybody a big favor and try to work out your whole thing, man? I mean, you have sucked for so long since Earthlink took all the power away from you. And now nobody really knows why AOL exists, you know? Finally, here is AOL's choice of the worst song ever. I know. I don't know what it is either. Oh, it's All By Myself.
What is?
This song.
What is this?
All By Myself by Eric. Get it out of here, will you? It sucks. All right. Well, I think that's a generally worthless list. A worthless list because it took some cheap shots. Yeah, okay, America's Greatest Hero. That's a bad song. What do you want me to say? Hey, here's a list of songs that really suck. Yeah, I mean, we could be here all day. However, when it comes to the Phil Henry Show and our Phil Henry website, we got guts. Guts! See? And we put up on the list here. I got it, bud.
Yeah, this one here. I love that.
Okay, we got it, man. We have a list here of the 20 bands that are the most grating and irritating. Now, as I said, what is a grating and irritating band? It's a band that, yeah, I get it already. They're fantastic. And they're great, and they're wonderful, and they're fantastic, and they're great, and they're wonderful, and they're fantastic, and they're great, and they're wonderful, and fantastic. And I, you know, have they done anything lately? And there's a few that you're going to recognize, and there's a few that you will say, gee, Phil, I can't believe that you would say something like that. Well, here goes. Number 20, I think a lot of people would agree with this, ELO.
Now, what are they called?
What do you mean, what are they called?
What does that mean?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, yeah. That other guy, they did
I'm going down, 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 down. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they didn't do... It was... Yeah, I'm going down... Yeah, are you... Stop bringing me down or something like that.
You know, what was the one of them? I'm going down, 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 down.
I'm going to go down.
Yeah, I'll bet you are.
You guys shut up for a minute. They did Don't Bring Me Down.
No, but what about I'm going down?
What about it?
I'm going to belt somebody in a minute. Number 19, Radiohead. That's right. That's right. Overrated? Oh, God. Overrated. Number 18, Patti Stinkin' Smith. Number 17, Bon Jovi. Most grating, irritating bands. Number 16, Foreigner. Number 15, Supertramp. Number 14, and I'm very happy that we put this band on the list, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Suck. Number 13, Chicago. See, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, you just don't... You know. Why, am I supposed to apologize because I'm a hip-hop fan? Is that it? Because that's basically the music that I like these days. Where am I at?
You did number 14.
Number 14, Red Hot Chili. All right. I tell you what.
Not Red Hot Chili. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right, when we come back, we'll do 13 to number 1 on the list of the most grating, irritating bands, including REO Speedwagon. They suck so much, they fired some guy just because he was losing his hair, and they wanted to. I'm kidding. We'll be back here. World famous Phil Henry Show.
That one bald guy there.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL and our website, philhenryshow.com, live streaming video right now of our radio show. If you had a backstage pass, you could watch us as we perform this show, and oh man, it's a sick thing. It is a...
Yeah, I mean, you have a meltdown and everything.
It's a reality show wrapped around a radio show. All right, when we last left you, we had the AOL 10 5 Most Awesomely Bad Songs, whatever. So now we got the Phil Henry Show all-time grating, irritating bands from our website, philhenryshow.com. We got all the way up to number 14. So let's just recap, shall we? We had number 20 was ELO, 19 Radiohead, 18 Patti Smith. What do I mean by grating and irritating? They've lasted far longer in the musical lexicon. They've hung around far longer than they should have. People are still talking about them, and they shouldn't be. Yeah, ELO. We're done. No more. Radiohead, Patti Smith, Bon Jovi, Foreigner, Super Trump.
Super Chump.
Super Chump. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, I wrote Peppers here on the homepage. I got to correct that.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? What a retard.
Shut up. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Chicago is number 13.
Yeah, now wouldn't you get that one?
Number 13 is Chicago. And Chicago is a classic example of a band that could have been fantastic, and instead they opted to be rich.
Well, is that what you want to do?
Frankly, yes. That is what you want to do. So I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Number 12, REO Speedwagon. And I know that's kind of a cheap shot because everybody dumps on REO Speedwagon, but you got to. They beg for it. They ask for it. They want it so bad. Number 11, Great White. Number 10, the Georgia Satellites. Just because I wanted to pick on them. Number 9, Styx. Of course, they suck. Now, here's one that I'll get a lot of disagreement on, but I will never, ever change my mind. Number 8, The White Stripes.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that at all.
I agree with you.
What are you talking about? That guy, did you hear their first album?
Yes, I heard their first album. God. I heard it, and I heard it, and I heard it, and I heard it.
And you didn't like that Army of 7,000. I'm going up there to do an Army of 7,000.
Shut up, man. God.
Margaret's going to call in.
What?
Margaret just said, God, don't get scared.
What's the matter, man?
What do you mean Margaret's calling in?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, she's on line 2. Margaret, go ahead.
Margaret, what do you want?
What do I want? I'm calling up because I understand that you put Green Day on the list. And I'm just checking.
Yes, we did.
I don't understand you. You put Green Day on...
Well, what are you, all of a sudden a Green Day fan? Excuse me for saying this, Margaret, but neither one of us, you or I, we're not exactly, you know...
Oh, excuse you for saying... You know, speak for yourself, Phil. I'm sorry. I like contemporary music. Are you trying to say, oh, I'm too old? You know what? If you have decided to lay down and die, Phil, that's your business. I think Green Day is remarkable. Remarkable.
And are you kidding me? Green Day?
Yes.
We're talking about the same band.
Are you kidding me? There are people out there wondering what... First of all, just hearing you put Radiohead on that list, I thought my ass was going to give out. And
Radiohead? You're not a Radiohead fan, so don't even go there. I know you like Styx. And Green Day...
Green Day wrote a song, and you know the song. It's something quite remarkable, but in a sufficient time to do. You know the song?
What is she talking about?
Talking about the time. Hope you get a time of your life.
Oh, man, that song is the worst song I ever made.
Excuse me, that song. Oh, my God. I don't, you know, I'm almost embarrassed to come on your program now. Green Day is on your list of most irritating bands.
If you're talking about that song, Time of Your Life, then they deserve it 50 times. They deserve public execution.
Tell me you're kidding, right?
No. They have gone down now in history as having written one of the lamest songs ever in the history of the world, Time of Your Stinking Life.
You know, I really feel sorry for people that don't... You just don't get it about youth culture, do you?
And youth culture? I mean, that song... That was at Jason Rance's graduation, so that song's at least 10 years old. And...
Yeah? So what? You listen to Cream. Oh! Oh!
He got you on that one, Phil.
Yeah.
So listen to this. I don't think you understand the meaning of this song, Smith. Another fork stuck in the road. Here we go. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's ripe. I hope you have the time of your life. Do 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 do.
What do you mean the time of your life?
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's ripe.
I don't know if it's ripe or not.
No, it is.
Well, then what does that mean, I hope you have the time of your life?
It rhymes, I don't know, what did I say?
You said it's something, but in the end it's ripe?
Yes.
It's right.
Well, that doesn't rhyme with life either.
Okay, I hope you have the time of your light.
You know what you're doing? You're doing this on purpose, okay? You are trying to make the song sound like it was written by a cretin, like it was written by someone missing a chromosome, aren't you? Isn't that what you're doing?
No, I'm not trying to do anything like that, Margaret. I'm just telling you, you got it wrong. I'm not saying whoever this cat is, Billy Joe, is that his name?
Yes, that's his name.
All right. I ain't saying that he wrote it bad. I'm saying you're singing it bad.
I ain't saying he wrote it bad. I say he's singing it bad. God, what a waste road you sound like. Let me do this again. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's ripe. I hope you have the time of your life. You're right, it doesn't work. But anyway, it goes on to say, so take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Beat, beat, beat. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Beat, beat. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the shine. Well, I don't know. I know they sang it at my nephew's graduation.
Get her out of here, will you?
What? You don't like that song?
No, I don't like the song, and I don't like her trying to make the song sound better than it. She can't do it.
Yeah, man, that whole, you have the time of your life.
She's got to be out of her mind. She must be drunk. You know what, bud? When you take a call from her this late at night, I'm serious. You have to have a little bit better sense than putting her on the air.
Well, can we play the song?
You want to play the song, huh?
Yeah, let's play it.
All right, go ahead and play the song, and maybe if Margaret's out there listening, she can hear exactly how it goes. Call back in, Margaret. You can sing this. Here it is. Fork stuck in the
road. Hello, am I on?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. To go. So make the best of this past and don't ask why. Yes, there it is. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. Oh, I love how he sings it. And don't you love how he sings it? He sounds as if he's got one formed, and maybe it's peeking its head out, but he doesn't quite have...
All right, thank you very much, Margaret. Well, that's a nice song, bud. Thanks.
Yeah, I got it all queued up and ready on account. I figured she wanted to sing it.
Jesus. I've never seen so much ado about nothing. He sounds like he's formed one, and...
Yeah, you don't even want to go there, man. She's making fun of him. And she said she liked Billy Joe, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was very complimentary either. All right, anyway, so number 6 was Green Day. Number 5, the inimitable Jethro Tull. They're done. In my book, they're done. Number 4... Avenged Sevenfold, yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Oh, my God.
Nope, yeah. No, those guys they've just worn out their welcome with me. Number three, Guns N' Roses. They've worn their welcome out with everybody. Number two, Paul McCartney. Yeah, he wore his welcome out. And number one, the most grating, irritating bastard on earth. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but if I hear his music again, someone dies and they die slow. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Yes!
I don't know who they are, man.
You don't want to. So there's Phil's all-time grading. Now, you know, you can weigh in on our website at philhenryshow.com, and you can make your own vote. And one of the things, as everybody knows about these kinds of polls, that there's always a band you should have put on there. There's always a group you should have this, you should have that, you should have something else. The only thing that I think we should stop doing is doing these polls, you know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you told me one time when you was a disc jockey, though, you're ripping on a band and somebody from a record company called up, right?
Yeah.
When that happened?
That happened, God, that happened almost 20 years ago. I was doing mornings when KLSX was a music, well, it is a music station now. It used to be a talk station in between. It was a music station, then it was talk, and now it's a music station again. But anyway, I was on KLSX, and it's a station here in Los Angeles. And I forget what I said, something about how this record sucks, and I wish to God I didn't have to play it, but I have to, otherwise I get fired. And somebody from a record company called and started ripping into me. Oh, I know what I did. I started ripping the Grammys. That was it. And they called me up and they started, and they should have ripped me. They said, what are you, a disc jockey? You're ripping the music, man? This is your industry, man. And I remember thinking, they're right. They're right. I shouldn't even be doing this for a living. Why am I spinning records when I hate the music that I'm playing?
Did you hate all the music, like the music you play, like classic rock?
I hated it all. I didn't hate it, but I hated playing the same records over and over. I got to the point where I started hating it, yeah. You're not healthy. You're not a healthy human being if you don't start hating music that you're playing over and over and over again. And that's how it was for me as a disc jockey. I played the same things over and over, and I got to hate rock and roll. I got to despise it because it was the same swill over and over and over again. And then I got into talk radio, and because I see you two guys every day, I got to hate you. I'm kidding.
Well, that's not nice to say.
I'm joking around. All right, we're going to be coming back here. We'll tell you the cars most likely to get stolen, so you can go out and buy one, right, and see if we're right. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I hope you have the time of your life.
Phil Henry.
Phil, our website, philhenryshow.com. And you can Twitter with us at twitter.com/realphilhenry, which is my own personal Twitter account. And our staff-run Twitter account is the one that Bud and Robert and Rance and everybody else is on, is twitter.com/philhenryshow. And we're at Facebook at facebook.com/philhenry. Now, the most stolen automobiles out there. What do you think people are stealing? I've got it for you right here. The Cadillac Escalade or Escalade or Escalady. I don't know.
Escalady.
Ask any lady. Thanks, bud. And she'll tell you the Cadillac Escalade. I, honest to God, I don't know how to pronounce it. And I've known people that have owned them. I wanted to own one at one time for about 3 minutes, and then I decided, no, the Lincoln Navigator that I bought my wife is fine enough. And it's Escalade, thank you, as in...
yeah, as in...
All right. Beware of thieves if you're behind the wheel of a Cadillac Escalade. The luxury auto, 2007 to 2009 models, is the most frequently stolen car in the United States, according to the Highway Loss Data Institute. Now, and that is as reported by Freep.com. Now, I wonder, and I hate to say this, is it because the Cadillac Escalade is the most frequently stolen car, or is it because Cadillac Escalades are most commonly found in neighborhoods where cars are stolen?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question.
All right, what does that mean, man? Like black people got them?
No. No. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, I told you.
No. I'm asking Phil, are you saying that's because black people have them?
I'm not saying it's because, no, because the only people I've ever seen driving them are white folks.
Yeah, but still, if you say, because I try to say that, The reason why they're stolen is because a lot of black folks have them in a bad neighborhood.
No, but I'm asking Phil, is that why you're saying that?
I'm asking a question. Do you think that that's possible?
Because that, I know he's racist. You know,
I'm not being racist. What I said was, it's a Cadillac Escalade get it stolen. Like, okay, you want to know why the Toyota Camry got stolen? That because a lot of Chinese had them. That's why.
No, that isn't why. It's because the parts were replaceable.
Yeah, I knew I read that.
Yeah, but you got to admit this. A lot of Chinamen had them.
Hey, man, will you knock it off of the Chinaman thing? Because I'm going to get people calling me and writing me letters, all right?
What?
Just don't say what you just said.
About the Camry?
No, the Chinaman thing.
Oh.
Keep your hands off the mic, too. The runner-up for the most stolen car includes the Ford F-250 crew pickup truck, the Infiniti G37 luxury car, and the Dodge Charger, outfitted with the Hemi engine. These are the runners-up for the most stolen automobile. They're between 3 and 5 times as likely to be stolen as other vehicles, says the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety affiliate. The group examined the number of drivers who filed insurance claims following a theft. Sedate family cars and fuel sippers aren't on the hot list, according to Kim Hazelbaker, senior vice president of the Highway Loss Data Institute. She was talking to Freep.com. Thieves are after chrome, horsepower, and Hemis. Now, you know, I got a, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, I got a 2010 Jaguar, and...
Yeah, you leased a new Jaguar.
Yes, I did. And the one that I got, they don't put the Jaguar on it anymore. You know, the little animal?
Yeah, like the hood ornament.
Right, the hood ornament. They don't put it on there anymore. And I can't say as I am sorry, because you always worry that you're going to come out of a store or a restaurant or wherever you were and somebody ripped it off.
Yeah, well, everybody's collecting them for a while.
A lot of them are getting them in Mercedes.
Well, I'm glad they don't put them on the Jaguars anymore. They talk about they want the chrome. Does that mean that they want to get the hood ornaments?
I don't think so, man. I mean, they'll get the hood ornament if it's, you know, just for fun, but.
All right, anyway, for the past 6 years, the Escalade has ranked the worst in overall theft losses, according to the Highway Loss Data Institute. The Escalade EXT four-door, four-wheel drive has the highest theft loss of all the models. As a group, large luxury SUVs have the highest overall theft losses. Losses for these cars coming in at nearly 6 times as high as the average for all passenger vehicles. So that's not just the Escalade. That's the Navigator. That's all of that crap. And when I say crap, I do mean crap. Those bastards are the reason why, and I'm not blaming the cars, but those are the reason why GM and all the rest of those jive asses in Detroit couldn't find it with both hands because they were out there, we're just giving the people what they want. I'll bet you just do, don't you? How about if I give you what you want, man? All right, anyway, new to this year's worst list, that is the automobile that's most likely to get stolen, the Chevrolet Corvette Z06, a high-performance midsize sports car. It's not stolen as often as other cars on the list, but when it does get stolen, claims are especially costly. The Corvette. No kidding.
I don't know what they're talking about midsize.
Is this a new midsize Corvette? The cars with the lowest losses, that is, cars that are least likely to be stolen, the Volvo S80, which is a large luxury sedan, the Saturn VUE four-wheel drive midsize SUV, and the Nissan Murano midsize SUV. The hybrid Toyota Prius also is in the top 10 list of the cars with the lowest rate of being stolen. How about that, man?
I don't have none of them cars.
You know, I knock wood. You know, I've never had a motorcycle stolen once, and it's a good thing it got stolen, because if it hadn't gotten stolen, then I'd still be parking my motorcycle out in front of apartment houses at 2 o'clock in the morning and leaving it there. Trusting that it's just going to be sitting there all night.
You're kidding.
No, that's how I got my first and only motorcycle stolen. I used to just park it on the street. What kind of an idiot was I? I didn't have a chain for it. I didn't have nothing, man. I went out there one day. I saw my bike was gone. I couldn't believe it. That was my education. I was like 18 years old, and that was my education. Not in how bad the world is, not in how rotten the world is, how dumb I am.
Wait a minute. Where did you park it?
On the street.
No, but yeah, but where'd you park it?
On the street. Are you guys, what are you, trying to make fun of me?
You're kidding. You put it on a street?
Yes, that's what, for the 15th time, on the street.
I guess it got stolen, huh?
Yeah, it got stolen. Even my mom looked at me like, what is wrong with you, man?
Boy, no kidding.
My mother looked at me. She goes, I said, hey, mom, should we report? I said to my mom, should we report it? She goes, it's in 58 million pieces on a garage floor right now. Even my mother figured it out. She said, it's been stripped out, man. It's in 900 different pieces and garages all over Arcadia. Are you kidding? Report it stolen. She said, they'll get it back to you in a box, you know, just parts.
Your mom figured it out. She's probably wondering what the heck you're thinking about.
Probably. My dear old mother, may she rest in peace. And then she had to pick up, because I was a stupid kid, she had to pick up paying off the thing. You know, I think we got some insurance money, but I don't know how much. World famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, bud. Robert?
Yeah, man. You know, on that list, you want to keep that up there?
What list?
The one of the bands.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
No, I'm going to keep it up there. Why? Do you think people are going to start giving me a hard time?
Well, all that Green Day stuff.
Oh, well, I'm scared of the Green Day fans. Anyway, the Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is Charles Wagon, and our associate producer is Dan Northcraft, along with Bud, along with Robert. PhilHenryShow.com, later and greater.
Phil Henry.